This is the news from RNZ Pacific. I'm Don Wiseman. Samoa's Court of Appeal has ruled the country has a new government more than 100 days after the election. It ruled last evening the impromptu swearing-in by the FAST party in May is legitimate under the doctrine of necessity. The election was on April the 9th. The party founder and deputy leader, Lauli Polataivao-Schmidt, says the party will work to ensure a smooth transition on Monday.
Today, the Court of Samoa has declared the FAST party is the new government, and the doctrine of necessity is now being honoured, and the new government has started from the 24th of May, since we have that swearing-in.
Fiamme Naomi Mata'afa, the daughter of Samoa's first Prime Minister, becomes the first woman in the role. New Zealand's Prime Minister has congratulated Samoa's Prime Minister-elect on her victory. Jacinda Ardern says New Zealand has a special relationship with Samoa, anchored in the Treaty of Friendship. She says she looks forward to working with Samoa's new government. Ms. Ardern also acknowledged the outgoing Prime Minister Tuilapa Seleli Malilingaoi, saying he delivered so much to Samoa and the region. Fiji's Health Secretary James Fong has announced 468 more cases of COVID-19 for the 24 hours up to 8 a.m. yesterday. There are also another 11 deaths, taking the toll since this outbreak began in April to 170. The dead ranged in age from 40 to 84, and none were fully vaccinated. Dr. Fong says seven additional deaths of COVID-positive patients are being attributed to serious pre-existing medical conditions. Fijian authorities say 87 crew members and passengers infected with COVID-19 have been placed into isolation on four inter-island ships. They are the latest group amongst more than 4,000 COVID-positive people to have been turned away from hospitals because there are not enough beds. Christine Ravoy reports.
Fiji's chief medical advisor, Dr. Chemisa Tundravu, says the health ministry has set up a home care support system for those isolating on the ships and at home. This includes delivering food and medical supplies to the vessels. Dr. Tundravu says the ministry is also monitoring the people at home with follow-up telephone calls. Fiji now has over 16,000 active cases in isolation, with more than 160 deaths reported.
The first of many rural vaccination clinics planned by the Mid-Central Health District in New Zealand will today be held in Ekitahuna. Mid-Central has opened the event at the Ekitahuna Community Centre to anyone from the surrounding area who's 16 or over. The iwi and Māori lead for the district's COVID-19 vaccination program, Adele Small, says it will be harder for residents of smaller rural areas to travel to larger vaccination sites, so it's important they have easy access and opportunities to protect themselves. The clinic in Ekitahuna is just the start for rural communities around Palmerston North as more are planned across the Rohe. The New Zealand government sought legal advice about whether it can stop fishing vessels with no links to New Zealand from recrewing here. Just this month, two foreign-flagged fishing vessels with positive COVID-19 cases on board docked in New Zealand for the purpose of changing crews. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, says she's seeking advice about what can be done about boats that fall into this category.
I'm asking for Crown Law advice as to whether or not we can remove their ability to recrew from New Zealand, because I see no need for us to take unnecessary risk for a foreign vessel where there is no benefit to New Zealand whatsoever.
Jacinda Ardern says fishing vessels with connections to New Zealand would continue to be treated differently. A law change that doubles employees' minimum sick leave entitlement from 5 days to 10 comes into effect today. The Labour Party had promised to make the change as it campaigned for last year's election. The Workplace Relations and Safety Minister, Michael Wood, says it's an important change, especially in the light of COVID-19.
A lot of New Zealanders recognise that it's time to move past that culture of toughing it out that we've had when it's come to sick leave in the past. We've sort of had the view that if you're a little bit sick, just come into work and get through it and put your head down and don't complain. This has been a great reminder to all of us that the best thing that you can do if you're sick is to stay at home, get better, and not pass your bugs on to your co-workers.
Employees will become eligible for the increased entitlement at different times in line with their work anniversary dates. The Bougainville Disaster Office says after several days of searching, there has been no sign of the six people who went missing while on a trip to Nissen Island. The group, which includes Bougainville Health Minister Cherry Napto and his wife and son, left Booker for Nisan late morning last Saturday, but they never arrived on the outer island. A survivor reached shore and has been able to tell officials about the sudden sinking of the banana boat. But the head of the disaster office, Lieutenant Colonel John Amaka, says despite a wide search by aircraft and boats, nothing has been found. But he says they will continue to search in the waters towards New Britain and the Papua New Guinea mainland. French President Emmanuel Macron begins his first presidential trip to French Polynesia this weekend, with the region's strategic importance for France at the top of the agenda. For their part, the people of Tahiti are awaiting announcements for victims of nuclear tests. The last presidential visit to the archipelago was by François Hollande in February of 2016. Mr. Macron had to postpone a trip to French Polynesia scheduled for mid-April 2020 due to COVID-19 and has not made any trip to overseas territory since the start of the pandemic. The Elysee says Mr. Macron will make his first visit to the French Polynesian Hospital Centre, where he will go to meet caregivers. A Pacifica dentist in New Zealand says alarming rates of tooth decay in Pacific children is heartbreaking and urgently needs addressing. A report released yesterday on Pacific Health shows Pacifica children living in Aotearoa are nearly twice as likely to have tooth decay at age 5 compared to any other group. Pacifica Health Public Health Dentist in Canterbury, Dr. Tule Fanekava-Misa, says oral health is a basic right, but not a right all people can afford.
You know, they can't really afford to buy a toothpaste. There's a lot of different types of toothpaste that some of them don't have the fluoride that could help prevent those decay. Children from low socioeconomic status are suffering.
Dr. Tule Fanekava-Misa says something needs to be done before it's too late and children lose their teeth, impacting them for life. The parents of thousands of Ethiopian students stranded in the war-ravaged northern region of Tigray on Friday have appealed for help to evacuate them. This comes after the main university warned it could not feed them for much longer amid food and cash shortages. Mekelle University, which gets its budget from the federal government, posted a notice on its Facebook page on Thursday saying its bank accounts have been blocked and the federal government has not sent its funds for this year. It said it was running out of money to feed students and that from July 27th it would stop taking responsibility for them. The Minister for Higher Education did not respond to Reuters' requests for comment on the situation at the university. A representative of a parents' committee, Berhanu Tiganau, said, "We are asking the UN to bring our children from Tigray." Berhanu from Addis Ababa said he had been unable to speak to his daughter, a fourth-year student at Mekelle University, since phone lines went down on June 29th, the day after Tigrayan forces retook the regional capital, Mekelle. In sport, Tongan lock Samisi Paya says it's a dream come true to make his test debut for the Ekalitahi. The Bay of Plenty development player was called into the squad in the lead-up to their test against the All Blacks early this year, finally gets his chance on the field today in the Rugby World Cup Asia Pacific qualifier against the Cook Islands. 22-year-old Paya was born in Tonga but now calls Rotorua home after moving to New Zealand with his family when he was 6. He says there were a few tears shed when he revealed he'd be playing this weekend.
They were really overwhelmed. Especially my partner and my mum and dad. They were really stoked. Mum was crying on the phone, and dad as well. Yeah, this is a dream come true for me, really, to represent my country.
The Nongataha second rower says he's looking forward to coming up against his club teammate, Junior Taya, who's starting at centre for the Cook Islands. And the Cook Islands football youth teams have ended their New Zealand tour at Auckland's Nahui Reserve. The under-15 boys finished with a nil-all draw against Maori Football Aotearoa, making it 3 draws and 1 loss over their 4-game campaign. The under-16 girls also drew nil-all against Maori Football Aotearoa in their final game after 3 wins in a row. It was the first international matches played in Oceania since March last year. Technical director of the Cook Islands Football Association and coach of the boys' squad, Tahiri Elikana, says the trip was never about the end results, but the opportunity for players to experience international footy.
It's just about giving them that reward from the player development to come here to express themselves, to see where they are in terms of standard of football. Eh?
Tahiri Elikana says keeping players involved in the sport's their main priority when they return home. But with the short football season coupled with competition from other sports, it can be challenging. And that is the news and sport from RNZ Pacific.